Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the exhilarating world of upgradable tech, specifically Framework's new mini PC. Buckle up, Buttercup, because this is going to be a wild ride.
Whoa, hold on. Upgradability and performance in the same sentence? Is this some kind of parallel universe? I thought those two were mortal enemies.
Haha, right? That's what I thought. But Framework seems to be rewriting the rules with this new mini PC. They're packing some serious power into a tiny, potentially upgradable package. I'm talking about the AMD Ryzen AI Max Plus 395, with up to a whopping 128GB of onboard RAM.
Onboard? Wait a minute. Isn't Framework all about, like, ultimate upgradability? Why solder the RAM? That's like sacrilege.
I know, right? It seems counterintuitive, but hear me out. Onboard RAM means faster speeds, better power efficiency, tighter space, and fewer points of failure. They're going for a compact, high-performance powerhouse here. Plus, they offer different RAM configurations, so you can choose your poison.
Interesting. So they're sacrificing some upgradability for a big boost in performance? It's a trade-off, for sure. But what about the price tag? Is this thing going to break the bank?
Well, it ain't cheap. The board case and 128GB version I pre-ordered, $2,000. Then add the fan, the cables, it adds up. But hey, modularity has a price, right?
True, true. So you mentioned AI and LLM workflows. Is that what you're planning on using this mini PC for?
Absolutely. That's the main reason I pulled the trigger. I'm super curious to see how it handles those resource-intensive tasks, especially with that unified memory, up to 96GB of it available for the iGPU. That's huge for local LLM inferencing.
That is a big deal, especially with the growing interest in running LLMs locally. But some folks are skeptical. I saw someone on X questioning the cost-effectiveness compared to building an EPYC system.
Yeah, I saw that too. And honestly, until we get our hands on this thing and test it ourselves, we won't know for sure. There's some confusion about the memory bandwidth specs too. Framework claims both 256 gigs per second and 512 gig per second. Something's fishy there. We need to investigate.
Agreed. Thorough testing is key. But I gotta ask, why a desktop and not a Framework laptop?
Well, I have a theory. I think they're using this desktop to test the waters, to see if the market will accept non-upgradable RAM in a high-performance context. If it's a hit, they might bring similar configurations to their laptops.
Fascinating. A grand experiment in upgradability, or lack thereof. I'm definitely intrigued. Keep us posted on your findings.
Will do. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss my upcoming review. This is Nutty's Show, signing off. Bye, folks.
Goodbye.